Unit 7, Exercise 1, Speaker 1.
To be honest, I was feeling as fit as a fiddle. I only went along to the doctor's because I was starting a new job and they required a checkup. Well, imagine how I felt when I was told I had high cholesterol levels. Luckily, they weren't too high and the doctor suggested some lifestyle changes instead of going on tablets. I have 3 months before they check me again, and in that time, I have to lose about 10 kilos and cut out all the junk food I've been eating. It's not going to be easy, but I have to for my health and my new boss.
Speaker 2. Wow! That has to be the most amazing 4 hours of my life, although my legs feel like concrete. I only got the idea for running a marathon 6 months ago. Someone in the office was doing one for charity, and I thought, I can do that. Mind you, it wasn't easy, although I'm used to doing the 5K park run every Saturday, but 42 kilometres is a lot different, I can tell you. And I've had my fair share of injuries over the last few months. Anyway, it was all worth it, and I've raised over £500 for the local animal shelter. Speaker 3.
I've been laid up with a bad back for the last 2 weeks now. I was only putting some boxes in the attic when I felt it go. I was in agony. I was in so much pain that the doctor came to me. That doesn't happen very often these days. He told me there wasn't much he could do and recommended 2 weeks bed rest. He prescribed some painkillers for me as well. That did the trick, and most of the pain has gone now. I'm just concerned that the same thing will happen again the moment I try to do anything.
Speaker 4.
I absolutely hate going to the doctors. I have something called white coat syndrome, which is basically a fear of doctors, hospitals, dentists, you name it, anything like that. Every time they take my blood pressure, it's really high, not because I have a problem, but because of the stress of having it done. I think it comes from a bad experience when I was a child. Having said that, I'm not one of those people who put off going to the doctors because they're afraid of getting some bad news. No, I'm all for regular checkups. I just can't stand them, though.